Hey everybody, this is Jeremiah, part of Smart Way Podcast, and today we're going to talk about our past. Now, when you think about your past, some people may think, you know, not so nice things, or some people may think, oh, that's the best time of my life. But this is what I want you to do. I want you to breathe in, relax, meditate. Now, when you think about your past, don't think about the bad things. Think about the good things. Some of you that are listening have different perspectives on the good things. I will give you an instance. When the first time you was riding your bike and you fell down, and someone was there to pick you up, or you there to pick yourself up until you learned. When you got your own first gaming console, or you bought it, or someone bought it for you, and the joy that they brought. When you go out to the store and buy a makeup palette, and you're saying, hey, I can actually do this for a career. All of the small things that make you happy in your life, even in your past, think about that. Even if you have to dig deep, 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 deep down in your heart, everyone has a positive form in their past. Because, hey, the definition of the past, according to Webster, would be having existed or taken place in a period before the present. So, today is the present. Tomorrow, today is going to be the past. Even if you listen to this podcast today, and I made this days, weeks, months ago, I want you to relate to it. Feel comfortable with it. Feel that I'm actually going to be right next to you. Whether it be in your car, whether it be on side of you at work, while you smoking some weed, while you're on side of a bed. Because if I was literally right there, I will always say this. You got this. Be strong and relax. Because no matter what, you got this, and you're strong, and you're independent. Not saying that it's okay to not rely on people, but show who you are, and show who you are for yourself. That's what makes us stronger. Now, I learned from the 2000s to the 2020s that tech use and demographics have changed abundantly. According to pewresearch.org, 9 in 10 adults say they go online. 81% say they own a smartphone. 72% say they use social media. We are in the era where social media sites surpass printed newspapers as a news source for Americans. Now think about, I remember when I was younger and how I used to go to the corner store. They used to have a Walmart or something, and when you walk in, you always saw those printed papers or those printed newspapers. In some states, they have it. Some states, they don't now, because we're in the era of, hey, I need to look at the news, whether I cut on TV or I go online. Or, hey, some of us still got those nosy neighbors that say, hey, how you doing? Yeah, did you hear about the news? They're really, really cool. Because if you ever had questions about anything, you'll find the answers to it, because they're the neighbors and they don't have anything better to do besides just hang out. But it's okay. You know why? Because you love them anyway. And if push come to shove and you need something for information, they'll have it. You may have to bribe them with a Pop-Tart, but they'll have it. So 52%. Which is over half of adults get their news from Facebook. Keep in mind, so Social Network, the movie, was basically a biopic of Mark Zuckerberg, who is the founder of Facebook, who started it in Harvard High School. It was like a Tinder before a Tinder. It was a Bumble before a Bumble. It was, hey, I like you, you like you. Let's be friends, even if we don't know each other. But We're going to be friends and we're going to develop a concept of being friends. And if something moves on, then something moves on. Like the concept of Tinder or the concept of meeting someone and only knowing what you want in that aspect. I mean, who wants to just walk up to someone and say, hey, let's hook up? That's pretty weird. Why not start a conversation? Why not smooth things over first? Why not have patience and respect others' authentication? I think that's a good word for it. Yeah. I actually been reading more in the dictionary about doing on this. It's pretty cool. But think about it from that aspect. Facebook in the beginning was something serious and then it evolved to what it is currently. And now look at us. All connecting with one another through Facebook and other social media platforms. They got its basis idea from Facebook. And if you don't remember or you don't use Facebook, there's always MySpace. Huh. How many people remember those? Especially those AOL accounts or those Windows 7s with the sound and the different colors such as the yellow and the red and the blue and the whatever other color. And remember Singular, the cell phone company? Oh my goodness. Remember the telephone poles? The telephone poles where you had to walk up to it and make a phone call and put a couple cents in there. And after a certain amount of time, it just goes off. Or when you had a cell phone bill and it only ran off minutes. Oh my goodness, they still have those. Look at that. Hopefully at least one of those jogged your memory to something positive. I know some of us grew up in different eras and different aspects, but just a smile, just a little laugh. I feel like that's all we need sometimes, especially during this time. But it's okay. I also learned that in the 2010s, it was the first decade in at least 160 years to see an average number of people living in U.S. households. So weird. Compared to nowadays where everybody has a roommate and everybody want to make sure that we are okay financially. I think that might have changed nowadays. Honestly. Weird thing, though. Americans who share their described religion identity, like atheism, Buddhism, things of that nature, their charts have increased of them having a free era to speak on their own religious experiences or how they don't believe in. Yet, Christians, not saying, you know, that they're terrible because I'm a Christian and, you know, I don't talk about my beliefs enough, and I believe what I believe personally, and I actually love it and enjoy it. If anybody have questions about it, I have a private number, and I would love to have that conversation with someone. But the aspects of Christians going to church have decreased. As some people used to call them, half-time Christians or part-time Christians or holiday Christians. I guess some Christians have lost their way into something has happened in their life where they don't believe anymore, or is the aspect of they didn't, that the person that always kept them there, you know, isn't with us anymore. But it's okay. It's all right. Everybody has to figure life out sometimes, but whatever makes everybody comfortable. Why not? Who are we to judge? Because at the end of the day, we're all people. We all have our own choices. I'm talking to you guys, shrugging my shoulders, because who are we to judge? Because if we open up our own personal closets or look at ourselves in the mirror, we aren't the best people. We aren't holier than the other. We aren't. That's personally a fact. It's personally true. There are some things that everybody knows about themselves that they will never, ever mention. But we'll keep that a secret, right? That's okay. It's all right. But think about this. Between 2010 to 2020, the rates on gay marriage have went up. I personally think it's a big part because of the song by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Same Love, which is an amazing song. And marijuana has went up. You know who dropped in hard in 2010? Wiz Khalifa. And that's what made smoking seem so cool. And it's just a picture of the depiction of, hey, you know, everybody can get it. Everybody can relax and get high. Cool. That's awesome. At the end of the day, it's your choice of what you want to do. Not saying all of our choices are going to be perfect. Not saying that all of our choices are going to be the best way. But at the end of the day, it's our choices. But who are we to judge? The past. All of the things I've given you, listed, and even talked to you about are in the past. But how are we going to make the past our future? I will tell you how. We take our past. We think about all the good that has happened and we put it in our hearts. And we take all the bad and we learn from it. We put our best foot forward and we try our best. Not saying that we're going to take 20 steps forward and never look back, because sometimes in life, we take 3 steps forward and we have to take 2 steps back because maybe we're moving too fast, or what we may have missed a step or two in what we've learned. Our past makes us stronger and we can build off of it. Don't let our past define us. Instead, we should make it into a pillar to build a foundation. The foundation, if you ever seen a fountain, is basically the bottom layer. Whenever you have a building, you have to have the bottom layer. I mean, you can always start up top, but personally, I think you should start at the bottom. Start at the bottom. Next, you're going to need angles to measure walls, the corners, basically. After that, you get all the corners and then you form what we call a diamond or a top shelf triangle. Just like that, you have your corners and you have your angles and you have your top hat. After that, add your walls, top and bottom, all on the sides and around. Also, make sure that you have some paint. Paint your foundation how you want it, because you will have to live in your own house and your own foundation one of these days. Make it so where you are the threshold and you are the strongest. You're amazing. You guys are remarkable. And until tomorrow, this is Jeremiah on Smart Way. Peace.